I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Really is a premier summer event in Montana. You talk to the golfers who show up here, and year after year after year, I've talked to a lot of them as they're driving by in their golf carts getting set for this 34th annual Gov Cup Golf Tourney, and we're live from it today at the Whitefish Lake Golf Club South Course for, well, we don't know, probably a little bit of tomfoolery, but I'll tell you what, there is a lot of fun here and a lot of networking and businesses that are, they're planning and they're working together for prosperity for themselves, for their employees, and for their communities. It's all part of this 34th annual Gov Cup Golf Tourney. We got it live here today on Voices of Montana. We're live here at Whitefish Golf Course, Whitefish Lake Golf Club. As you can tell, we're kind of playing it by ear. Oh, quiet. Who's on the tee there, Steve?
Westmoreland.
Okay. Just take a moment there. Nice drive. Yeah. Let's give that one like a Yahoo sound effect. Nice. Yeah. Thank you. And we are live here. It's the Gov Cup Golf Tourney. There are three courses that are being played on here in the Flathead. We're at Whitefish Lake Golf Club with a number of folks that will roll by, and hopefully we get a word from them. And then Tim Olson, the golf pro, should be joining us here in just a little bit. He's been running around and pointing things here and pointing things there. And, oh, yeah, we do got a little wind, but it is a beautiful day here. Guess who's with us? Brian Schott, Explore Whitefish, Montana. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me here, Tom.
I appreciate you being here. This thing has been going on for a while. What kind of buzz does it create for Whitefish and for the Flathead?
It's just great energy for the town to have people from all over coming in and doing things for networking and a good cause.
Yeah, yeah. The event itself, though, 34 years, that says something. And as I was kind of talking about in the intro as well, as the golfers come by, they talk about this is one of the best events. And they go, in fact, I just talked to a gentleman, Steve McQueen. For some reason, he lives in Illinois, and for some reason, his business has always taken him to Montana. 27 years he's been doing this event, and he says it's one of the best events that he does.
Yeah, well, Tim and the crew here, they just do an incredible job. I mean, Tim's one of the busiest guys in the golf world, it seems like, and as you know, running around.
Yeah.
And it's just great energy here in Whitefish. It's just always, you know, Whitefish is a really welcoming community, and you know, I think like Montana, we see repeat customers, we repeat visitors because people fall in love with Montana.
Yeah, yeah, and we have too, and we have for a long time. Let's talk about Explore Whitefish. What is it you guys do?
Well, we are the destination stewardship organization. You know, Whitefish and, you know, many parts of Montana has changed over the years just in terms of tourism promotion. We've really shifted from an organization that a decade ago would really, you know, promote visitation. And we're really trying to, you know, put the brakes a little bit on it, especially during summertime, because things are so busy. Glacier National Park sees millions and millions of visitors. So we have really shifted into a tourism management organization where we're really trying to educate visitors about what to do when they're on the ground, how to be good stewards of the land, leave no trace. Right now we're coming into wildfire season, you know, education about, you know, campfires, etc. So we've really shifted to really trying to steward the town and take care of the town, make sure it's a great place to live while welcoming visitors.
Yeah, and as you talked about, things have changed here, obviously. You've been here for a while, right?
30 years.
Yeah. What do you make of the change?
Well, I mean, it's hard to, you know, say, oh, you know, let's shut the gates for Montana, right?
Yeah. And we want to say that.
It's too busy. We are a welcoming community, welcoming people. And again, it gets back to just, putting out a handshake. Welcome to Whitefish, Montana. How can I help you? How could I make your stay better here? And it's, like all great destinations. I mean, we really came through quite a pinch point during COVID. Yeah. And, for a couple of years, our community has, its eyes wide open. And while we can't handle this influx of visitors, and that's really, again, part of the shift in terms of, okay, how can we do better? How can we make sure this is still a great place to live while welcoming visitors?
Yeah. That resort tax is something that I think, the communities themselves were able to either accept it or reject it. You've had good support in Whitefish with that, and I think talk about that, because it has fueled a lot of the development, and I think in the ability to educate that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. The resort tax has been tremendously successful for Whitefish and well received. When I arrived in town, there was actually a local radio station that had a joke about the biggest potholes in town, because a lot of the resort tax goes to road infrastructure work now. It also gives property tax rebates to residents. And we were able to actually conserve, over 10,000 acres of conservation land up in the Whitefish watershed when we increased the resort tax several years ago. So it's gone to conservation. And now we're actually, we're going to vote on whether we can put it to affordable housing.
And that's something I want to bring up. That's the folks from Westmoreland are just finished up here on tee number one. They're getting ready to roll by. I was going to give them high fives and maybe get a word, but it's all about golf. There they are. So how'd it go?
So far, so good. Beautiful day out here.
Yeah, yeah. Do you? How long have you been coming up here?
This is my first time.
First time. What's your name?
Todd Briggs,
with Westmoreland, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. First time here, so what are they telling you about it?
Oh, just, hit it straight, hit it long, and don't screw up. So we'll see what I can do.
Well, isn't that just what you did there?
That was a perfect shot. I think I might just hang my clubs up and go into the clubhouse.
I know, yeah. That was the gentleman who, it was a beautiful drive right down the gut, too. Yeah, thanks, from Westmoreland. That's, that's what I like about this. We don't know who we're going to end up talking to, but
that's great.
They're all having a great time out there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just fun to chat with people from all over.
The getting back to this resort tax thing, I noticed that. Let's talk about that in a little more detail, because housing and the labor force is an issue here and in a lot of places, but especially here too, when the housing prices are rather high for a lot of workers. So as I read, you guys were looking at taking 10% of that 3% tax to dedicate it toward housing. How will that work? I mean, you're beginning to form that plan, I think, now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a proposal on the table that will get voted on this fall, I believe. But council is in full support of it, and it would generate millions upon millions of dollars over time that would go to affordable housing in Whitefish. Housing for us is one of the most critical issues that we're facing as a town in terms of being able to have our workers, our servers, our ski resort workers, our golf course, anyone who wants to live and work in Whitefish, finding an affordable place to live is a challenge right now.
Right, yeah, and it's important that we address this. Are you looking at examples from other places to maybe emulate?
I mean, we certainly study other mountain communities around the West that have had success in that area. So, I think, we've been talking about affordable housing forever, but really haven't figured out the nut of it. And I think this could be a big step in that direction.
Yeah. Do people get concerned about public housing and public funding for housing? It's for some people that crosses a line, but for others, I think it feels a necessary need here too. Do people bring that to you at times?
I don't see much concern. The concern area is, how do we keep our community vibrant? How do we make sure that we don't have empty homes sitting vacant? The short term rental market has been a real issue for us as well, just because houses get gobbled up, put into short-term rentals, and then our workers don't have a place to live year-round. So, we've been, the short-term rental issue for us has been a challenge as well.
Brian Schott is with us, Explore Whitefish, again live at the Whitefish Lake Golf Club for this Gov Cup golf tourney. Westmoreland just hit the hit the links for one. Who's up next here? And they're doing that. If you're hearing some of that, just to describe what's going on, that might be the Taylor Luther Group. It's they have a putting contest going on here as well. And Gary Forrester, a former legislator in Montana, a long time with Montana MDU Resources, is out there running that. And I heard a cheer, so I think someone actually – this is a 50-foot putt, by the way, Brian.
Can yeah, you, it's a big one.
Yeah. Uh-oh, that guy hit it like I did.
Putting always looks so simple, doesn't it? Yeah. Until you get up there.
Yeah, this game is rough. Tim Olson should be joining us in just a little bit. He might be. Tim is the golf pro here, and I know he's excited to come. And gosh, everybody knows Tim is what I'm finding out.
Absolutely, yeah. Tim's a legend around town.
24 years here, so he'll be by shortly to give us a hopefully maybe it's a golf tip or two. Ooh, that's not bad. That second shot by the gentleman, who is that talent, I'm imagining, much, much closer from 50 feet away. Going back to Explore Whitefish, what are some of the activities that you have refined for visitors here?
Well, I mean, the summer operations at Whitefish Mountain Resort have really taken off over the years. I mean, we've always had the scenic gondola, but they've created like an aerial adventure course up there, a ropes course that you can get on, and kids' activities, the alpine slide. I mean, summer operations at the ski resort are a real hot spot for whitefish. And then, obviously, our rivers and lakes. Golf, you know, goes without saying in terms of one of the most popular activities in whitefish. Our restaurant scene is incredible. I mean, the amount of restaurants. I mean, we're lucky in terms of, you know, because we have, you know, pretty strong visitation in whitefish, you know, we're able to support just incredible restaurants and small business owners. You know, we started this campaign called Be a Friend of the Fish, which has been very successful as well. And it just, again, goes back to the education of visitors in terms of taking care of the land, you know, shop locally, fuel our local businesses, you know, help us, you know, keep an intact community and keep it strong.
Yeah. I mean, the economy is strong because of the visitation. But like you say, you want to use that to make sure your community is strong as well.
Exactly. It's a real balance. And that, I think the word balance is the key in terms of strong economy. You know, visitation and tourism is a tremendously big part of our economy. But we have to balance it with, you know, having it be a great place to raise a family, having it be a great place to live year-round.
The resort itself, I think, has also, grew up over the last few years, too.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, we have just such a strong community base in terms of people that want to keep Whitefish strong, want to be leaders in you know, everything that we try to do and keep it beautiful. I mean, the number of nonprofit groups that we have in Whitefish is incredible. Our Whitefish Community Foundation supports over 70 nonprofits in town, and it's amazing.
Really? That's really cool. Yeah, you want to come up and give us a word? Yeah, I'm going to grab that microphone over here, Brian. Yep.
I was looking for Aaron, but he's over it.
He's over at the other. What's your name?
Yep, Shelly Vance.
Oh, Shelly Vance. How are you? Go ahead and speak right into that.
What's your name?
I'm Tom Schultz.
Okay, Tom.
Yeah.
To put a face to the name.
Oh, Senator Shelly Vance. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate that.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much. I would love to just give a big shout out to the Chamber of Commerce putting this on. It's a very, very fun event and a really good time up in Flathead.
Have you been doing it before?
Yeah. We have several years. My husband was a legislator, and so we've been playing the Governor's Cup since 2009.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So since 2009 then, what keeps bringing you back? The people? What is it?
What keeps bringing me back personally is I love to golf.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love to golf.
Good.
It is one of those things where you can relax, you can see legislators, you know, different people that you want to work with but throughout the session. But it's also a time to just relax. Because there's nothing more relaxing than chasing a little ball.
Brian and I were talking about that. In fact, every one of us who comes by here, we're talking about how relaxing golf can be. Not so much sometimes, right?
Well, no, for me, it always has been.
Yeah,
it always has been because I never have taken it serious.
That's the key.
It's like, no, I'm out here to get away from work and just chase the ball around, enjoy nature, you know, sunshine, beauty. I don't like it when it's rainy or windy, though.
Yeah, I know. Beautiful day today, though. You just—I don't think it gets any better. Are you golfing for Talon or Taylor?
Taylor Luther Group.
Yeah. How are they doing out there?
Oh, hey, we have got a rock star with us. Our guest. I'm going to say his name wrong, but our rock star is Corey. I can't say his name right. Persinger. Is that
okay.
Right? Yeah. Corey Persinger, and he just sunk a putt.
A 50-footer. Did he?
He sunk the putt for the 50-footer, and is already $200 up. So we'll see. It's fun watching him, though.
Yeah, Thank you. You can learn a few things too. Good job, Senator Shelley Vance. Appreciate that. Yeah. All right. With that, I think we'll take a break as we're to a point here where we can. Brian Schott is with us. Explore Whitefish. Golf Pro Tim Olson should be joining us here in just a little bit as well. Whitefish Lake Golf Club, as we are live here and doing just this, just chatting with folks who are here to have this good time and celebrate our connectedness here together. Back with more of Voices of Montana in just a bit.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
All right, welcome back. It is Voices of Montana, from Montana for Montana, 2 decades strong, and we're working on 3. I'm not sure this is working. In fact, I know Dire Straits would say that ain't working. 34th annual Golf Cup, the Governor's Cup Golf Tourney here at the Whitefish Lake Golf Club. It's also going on at Meadow Lake and also Buffalo Hills. They have got 3 courses, and they're just full. Tim Olson is the golf pro here at WLGC Whitefish Lake Golf Club. How you doing, Tim?
Very good. It's a beautiful day here at Whitefish Lake Golf Club.
Oh, man. But I bet you say that a lot, though, don't you?
You know we do. We're pretty lucky. pretty lucky to be where we're at, the beautiful valley here, and hosting this event has just been a pleasure for us.
Yeah, and you bet, guys, you've been here for a few years, right? So you know the history of this event, and just talk about how it has grown. Everybody I'm talking to as they drive by here on their way down to sink a big putt or whatever it is, they love this event.
You know, they really do. We see folks from, you know, not just all over the state of Montana, but all over the Pacific Northwest. They love the Flathead Valley, and what a great place to showcase, you know, our facilities, the valley, the state of Montana for the Governor's Cup. You know, we see a lot of happy faces out here. Sometimes golfers get the frown on the face,
right?
But out here, you know, playing in the scramble format, it's just a pleasure to see everybody out here having a good time.
Yeah, talk about what you do out here at the club.
Well, we have 36 holes here at Whitefish, so we are a busy little facility here. But we believe in showcasing, like I said earlier, to, you know, show everybody across the state what we have to offer here. 36 holes, like I said, we have 18 holes going on with the tournament today, and
on the south course,
on the south course, the north course is filled to the gills there over there. So we're happy to share the golf course with these folks here. You know, like you said, 3 golf courses in the valley, 3 beautiful golf courses. It's just an honor to be a part of the program.
The golfing community here, I suppose, is well, how would you describe them? You're going to have residents, but a lot of visitors come in, and year after year they'll come back.
Yeah, that's a balancing act that we really try to nurture here at the golf course in Whitefish. We do have our local stronghold of members that play a lot of golf. I mean, we have some golf crazy folks here at Whitefish, but at the same time, we have to share that facility with, you know, we're a resort destination where people are coming from all over the world to play our golf course. So we don't mind sharing that and having events like this to show off our golf course.
Heck yeah. What do people as golfers need to learn first? Give us some of those tips, Tim.
You know, more than anything, this day and age, I think they need to realize that it's a recreation for them. Hiking, fishing, I put golfing in that same category. Some of us take it a little more serious than others. But when it comes down to it, you just got to remember that you're out here to get, you know, 2 hours, 4 hours, and enjoy the day. Take a deep breath. Look at the scenery. And yeah. Not a bad view here at Whitefish Lake Golf Club.
Yeah, not at all. What's it like managing this tournament? And I know, as I got to tell on Tim a little bit, because there was he was standing in a place, his arms were going right and left, and you were just like directing traffic earlier this morning. It was busy. And
you saw all the action there going on. It looked like a flight traffic control guy over there for a bit.
Then grab the radio and then go back.
We had we had 160 of us teeing off at the same time in the shotgun this morning. So it's a pleasure working with Ed Bartlett at the chamber. He does a great job, getting everybody, getting all the ducks in a row, and then he turns the 160 golfers over to us, and we get them headed in the right direction, our facility. As I'm sure Casey's doing at Buffalo Hill and Craig over at Meadow Lake, I'm sure they had the same scenario this morning. But, it's just a pleasure working for the state chamber, and it's a partnership, and I hope to continue for years to come.
They very much appreciate that as well. You've been doing this 24 years.
24 years here as the head pro at Whitefish Lake. Yeah, I was... I'm an assistant here years ago and then took over in the year 2000. And, boy, time sure flies when you're having fun. 24 years later, we're still going at it.
Yeah. What is it again, this course? How would you describe how to play this course?
You know, our South course, where the competitors are today, it's really a shot maker's golf course. Off the tee box, you're not always just grabbing a driver over here on the South golf course. You want to place your tee shot pretty strategically rather than just, bringing out the big dog and ripping it. But it's so beautiful out there, too. I mean, I see the competitors in today's little event are all over the gamut. There's some zero handicappers and then folks that are just playing in it to support the event. So I think they'll have some fun out there today.
This hole number one, though, this is a driver's hole, isn't it?
This is a driver's hole. Yeah, here we're looking south on the South golf course, and I believe we have a long drive contest on this hole today. So people will be grabbing the driver on hole number one and seeing how far they can hit it. Sometimes that doesn't go as planned, however.
Well, if you try too hard, right,
during this
game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's the North course like?
The North course is our traditional course. It goes back 60-plus years. It's more tree-lined, more of a, kind of an old-school golf course. It's beautiful. It was put in the 1930s. We built that golf course. Well, I didn't, but...
Yeah, right.
it was part of the WPA Work Progress Act back in the 30s. It originally was an air landing strip. Hole number 16 and hole number 5 were an avenue for airplanes to land. And they built the clubhouse as same as Buffalo Hill, same program back in the mid-30s. And it's evolved into one of the... maybe nicest public facilities in Montana.
That's an interesting story, too, how far back it goes and its origin.
Yeah, a lot of history here.
Yeah. What's the golfing community like just in this area? Are there courses like you talked about Buffalo Hills and you talked about Meadow Lake? What are those courses like? Do you like them?
Absolutely. I love both those golf courses. Meadow Lake was built in the mid-'80s, early '80s. It started as a 9-hole course. That's actually a difficult golf course over there. If you're not straight off the tee box at Meadow Lake, you're going to post some high numbers. And then Buffalo Hill, that's a lot of shot selections there. And, again, a lot of history at Buffalo Hill Golf Course as well.
The number, I looked this up a while ago, and I think that number is fudged in my head now, but the number of golfers who can post under 100 is very limited. It's, I think, under 10% of the golfing population.
It is very limited, yeah. I really think after the COVID years that we were getting a lot more recreational golfers out here. Mm-hmm. They're not taking it as serious as maybe the old school golfer, the tradition and...
You're right.
Wearing the outfits. We're seeing a new nature of the golfer itself, and I think we have to adapt to that as golf facilities and not be stuck in the the stuffy old class of golfers that you might portray.
Yeah, that's interesting. How would you adjust to that? I don't know. Any ideas?
I think just the culture we have here. Again, I go back to when we see a carload of golfers coming out here, they want to have a good time. They're, again, getting away from the house, maybe getting away from work, on vacation. You know, they want to cut loose a little bit. You never used to see music on a golf course.
Yeah.
That was definitely frowned upon even 10 years ago. And now I would say more than half of the golfers have a little music box in their golf cart. You see a little more T-shirts out here. And, again, some of the old-school collared golf shirts folks frown upon it, but I think with any nature of any business, you have to adapt with your clientele, and I think that's what we're all doing.
What do you get out to golf very much yourself?
You think I would? I always tell everybody if you want to golf, don't get in the golf business because you know that's your time away. You sometimes want to not be on the golf course, but yeah, I get out there 2 to 3 days a week if I'm lucky.
Yeah, good for you.
Our peak season, you know, June, July, August, that's tough to do. But it's still good to get out with the membership and play some golf and got to keep the game in shape.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
If you're the golf professional, you don't want to go out there and hack it around.
Yeah, plus, you know, that's the fun part of the job, and she'll, you know, you're entitled to that.
It right? is, thank yeah. you. Yeah, thanks yeah. for saying that. Sometimes we lose that in the hustle bustle of our little golfing community, but... you've inspired me. I'm going to go play some golf next
week.
That's for sure.
Nice. Who do you want to thank? We got about a minute here, you know, and I know there's people. You got a crew, and they're all out working.
Yeah,
around.
My staff is just unbelievable. First and foremost, behind the scenes, and you saw it this morning. Mm-hmm. What it takes to put on a production like this. Everybody on my staff just we cherish these big events, and we put on a show that we get thanked for, and I pass that along to my staff. But it's well done. Ed at the chamber, man, he's got everything pretty well organized and then relies on us to run with it when we get here.
Yeah. Tim, thank you for doing I know how busy you are, and I really want to thank you. I was looking forward to chatting with you. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be back with more in a bit. Brian Schott is with us. We're live again from Whitefish Lake Golf Club on Voices of Montana.
Continues right after this.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Yeah, we like to have a little fun, go 406 in, doing that today. 2 decades strong and working on 3. Thanks for being here and making us part of your Montana mornings. Tom Schultz back live at the Whitefish Lake Golf Club, 34th annual Gov Cup, the golf tournament here. 160 golfers out here. I'm chatting now with Andy Wright from Talon Energy. Comes from Houston to get up here and be a part of this tournament. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. It's much better than 100 degrees and 90% humidity in Houston. So
no comparison.
It's feeling great. We're trying to hit them straight. Sometimes we're doing better than others, but we're having a lot of fun out here this morning.
That's good. What brings Talon Energy here?
Well, Talon, we own and operate the Colstrip power plant in eastern Montana. So, look, I like to think of about it. We manufacture electrons for a living, and those electrons are really important to the state of Montana, and you know, to the way we all live every day today. You know, whether it's our phones, turn on the air conditioner, the heater, the TV. If you didn't have those electrons, we couldn't live the way we do today.
You know, and energy is such a focus because we're transitioning, obviously, and some, I think, want I'm not sure there's agreement on the good path for transition.
Right. Well, look, I mean, there's 3 things that people care about with electricity. They care about, they want it cheap. They want it reliable, so when you switch that light on, the power is going to come on every single time, and they want it clean. And there's a good public policy debate going on now, not just in Montana but around the country. Mm-hmm. How do you achieve each of those 3 things? And, you know, depending on who you are, one or more of those things are most important to you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're part of the debate, and we try to tick the box on all three of those things.
Gotcha. And that's important too. And I think that's, we got to keep having that debate in a public format too, because this energy affects everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, if you didn't have those electrons in your life, and we all take them for granted, quite frankly. A lot of places around the world, they don't take it for granted because they turn the light on and it doesn't turn on.
Yeah.
Here we do. And it's an important public policy debate that we've got to have, I think, at the end of the day. And, look, we're trying to do a little bit of both. We've got the Colstrip plant. That's kind of the old way, the Colstrip plant with coal. But we're building Silverthorne Renewables too.
Using in Montana.
Montana. Mm-hmm. We're trying to build a big wind farm. We're not the only ones trying to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. People are looking at battery storage. That's a promising technology. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
We just need to have the debate. And you know, economics are a big part of it as well. It has to make sense for people to invest the money.
Yep.
And it's a partnership.
How many homes can you light up with the power of your golf swing?
I think only two or three. Let's rely on Colstrip. Let's not make me be the arbiter of reliability in the state.
How's your team doing?
It's good. Good. We're one under after three holes, so we're starting on a positive note. And at the end of the day, the score doesn't really matter. We're just out here having fun.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by,
Tom. Andy. I enjoyed speaking with you. Yeah. Thank you,
Andy Wright, again from Talon Energy out of Houston, Montana. Good job. Get out there now.
Thanks.
They're up there on the first tee, and is it okay? I got a bullhorn. Can I
that might help.
Can I help you? Yeah, with that. Brian, come on back over here. Brian Schott again with Explore Whitefish here. Again, first tee. This is kind of fun, right? They swing around 18. Andy almost stole my phone. Way to go.
Yeah, great energy here for sure.
Yeah. More about Explore Whitefish, because I'm not sure we talked enough about it. It's part of the Visitors Bureau here. The mission, you guys seem to be refreshing that mission almost constantly.
Yeah, it's been a big shift. I mean, 10 years ago, we really started to take a close look at, you know, summer visitation was really hot, again, because of the numbers coming from Glacier National Park. We had heard from our town residents, you know, maybe summer's getting a little too busy, so we actually really stopped promoting summer. I mean, we still talk about our wonderful golf course and our lakes and the resort operations up at the ski resort, but we really tried to kind of cool the pressure a little bit.
I'm gonna try to get Gary, you got a minute? Yeah, hang on.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, you got a minute? Come on over. Gary Forrester is a former legislator. Again, as I mentioned, Montana Dakota Resources, MDU.
Montana Dakota Utilities.
Thank you.
One of our member companies.
Yeah. Keep that on, Brian. I'll just grab this one over here. A longtime participant in this tournament.
My 19th year.
Wow.
We're doing the putting green.
On the putting green.
Yep.
So you got the putting green. Tell me what this contest is about.
Well, if you think the ball, it's a 40-foot putt. If you sink the ball here in that, the cup up there, if you sink the ball, I'll give you $200
for
that 40-foot putt, and you got to come back this afternoon at 1 o'clock. That'll be a 60-foot putt, but then you can win the motor scooter this afternoon if you sink the putt again.
That is,
In my 19 years, I've never seen anybody win the car or the scooter.
Really?
But we always have somebody. We've had one hole in the one this morning that put the 40-foot putt in. We've had one guy do that this morning. So, yeah, that's and the idea is to have fun.
Yeah, it is.
The idea is to have fun.
Yeah.
And I try to be as fair as I can. You know, it's strictly performance based. You can see that, Tom. I don't give anybody a second chance. I mean, you're either got it or you don't.
I don't know. I think I saw you use a little foot wedge out there one time.
Tom, yeah, are we on live?
No.
Good.
You can tell me what. Nobody's listening.
Yeah,
so.
All right.
For 19 years, though, you know, what keeps you coming back here?
Camaraderie, I guess you could say. It's a fun event. You get to meet all these people. And you see a whole bunch of legislators up here, you know, the people that make decisions for the state.
Yeah.
You see a lot of those people, companies from all of the state participate because it's a chamber event. It's a fun event, and that's what keeps me coming back.
Yeah, and
it's not my golfing ability, Tom. It's not my golfing.
Has that improved over the 19 years?
You know, I don't think so.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I don't think so.
That's a familiar story.
Yeah. I never got into the golfing because of my ability, and now I can see now that my ability wouldn't carry me any farther.
But you're having fun out there. I can see that, too.
Yeah, we are having a good time.
Such a great mood. What is your assessment? I know you were with MDU Resources, a longtime legislator, I believe, as well.
10 years.
Yeah. Talk about where Montana is now from, you know, where it was when you started legislating.
Well, do you want an accurate assessment or my personal assessment?
Well, I just want, yeah, first thing that comes to mind.
I think that Montana has probably faced the same problems we face across the nation. We need infrastructure improvements. For instance, in Billings, Montana, that's where I'm from, I think there are about 100 miles yet of lead pipe for water. Mm. And, you know, some of that was put in around the turn of the last century. Mm. You know, Billings was incorporated, what was it, about 1896 or something. I don't know just when. Mm-hmm. But some of those pipes were put in on that northeast corner of Billings over 100 years ago, and we all know that the lead is not the thing. So we need infrastructure improvements, and when I was in the legislature, we needed infrastructure improvements, and we still need them now. Our roads, our water, our sewers, and even some of the dams out there, you know, we're going to have to fix some of these dams.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at that, you know, whether it was a bridge failure or a derailment, but that train derailment.
Yeah, we had one up on the High Line, and then we had one down on the Yellowstone River by Reed Point.
Yep, yep.
So those are all things those bridges were over 100 years old as well.
Yeah.
We got one of those railroad bridges, you know, classes Yellowstone and Billings, that's over 100 years old. So those are the kind of things, and I'm not sure we can never fix everything we want to fix. But
I had a gentleman tell me one time, and your opinion on this, and he was sort of very much involved in the field, felt like maybe we're building too much stuff and we can't keep track of it all, can't keep care of it all. Like,
well, how do you do it when you talk to these people right over here, right across the road, and they will tell you, right over here at Grouse Mountain Lodge, the room availability depends on how many housekeepers show up that day.
Yeah.
Go to Big Sky, same problem. We were in Big Sky last year, and one of the guys there that greeted the door, I asked him, I said, "Now, where do you stay up here?" He said, "I sleep in my van." And I said, "You sleep in your van?" I said, "Well, where do you take a shower?" And he said, "Well, they let me come in and take a shower. I'll go to the front desk and see who was there and left early in the morning, and then I can go in that room before the housekeeper cleans it up."
That's an interesting story,
Yeah, and those are the kinds, he said, "I can't afford to drive back and forth to Belgrade or Bozeman." I know I had a granddaughter that lived in Belgrade, $2,500 a month for a two-bedroom apartment, and they have to have people stay, one of them, three people there. My granddaughter and her boyfriend stayed in one room. Another guy stays in another room, and another one stays on the couch.
Yeah, it's an issue.
That's something that's been a problem. Housing's been a problem for, I don't know, 50, 60 years, and probably will remain a problem. I don't know how you fix that, Tom.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I don't know what the answer is. So in Bozeman, if you want to build on a lot, $150,000 for the lot.
So
I would imagine Whitefish is the same thing. I
just saw a presentation by Dr. Patrick Barkey yesterday, talking about the housing prices and, again, how much, I think he said, a qualifying income for a medium-priced home in the Flathead area, I think he meant Kalispell specifically, would be $130,000.
That's
a qualifying income. That's not a home. That's a qualifying income to apply for a mortgage.
And that's, I think, probably.
Yeah. So that's an issue I know we're addressing in a lot of ways. And Brian Schott, you know, with Whitefish, Explore Whitefish, we talked about that earlier, some of those potential solutions out there to help these communities. I don't want to keep you away from your job.
Well, there's nobody coming. We're okay.
All right. I got to take a break anyway, Gary.
All right.
What's your advice for golfers out here today?
Play well.
Play well, period. All right. That's Gary Forrester. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that, former legislator. All right. And with that, I'll just take one more break and see if we can't get somebody to shank one from tee number one with this this bullhorn that they didn't let me actually bring. So we're back with more. Again, it's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana live from the Whitefish Lake Golf Club for the Gov Cup Golf Tourney today.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
I'm Brian.
All right, welcome back. Thanks. From Montana for Montana. Brian Schott is with us here. He's with Explore Whitefish. Appreciate you hanging out here.
Yeah, it's fun.
In this kiosk at Whitefish Lake Golf Club on hole number one, where Craig Asved is getting ready to drive this thing, right?
That's right.
Craig is with Chaudière Children's Hospital, executive director there. And, man, we were up there and toured that place, and it's very impressive. And that was before, I think, the building got completed. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we are right now just finalizing a parking lot, and then the building will be complete. So the new building's built, the old one, two-thirds of it was demolished, and now it's a parking lot, and we're done.
Yeah.
But we've been in it since February, and it's just been a great building, great for the kids. So it met all the things we were trying to accomplish.
You know, I think if you would, talk about what Chaudière does, because it fills a very critical need, I think, in Montana.
Yeah, Chaudière is a children's and adolescent psychiatric hospital with this world-class genetics program. So we're taking care of Montana kids who are suffering from mental illnesses. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people think it's based in Helena, but last year we saw kids from 52 of the 56 Montana counties. So it's bigger than Helena, and there's not another service like Chaudière in Montana.
And that's an issue, because it's critical mental health care at times, too. And if we're short on that, it filters into other areas.
Yeah, it definitely short. And we have seen with COVID that we have seen kids' issues exacerbate even more. So the need just keeps continuing to grow. And the neat thing about this tournament is, you know, this last legislative session, the government has, the state of Montana, the governor has allocated $300 million to mental health, which will be a nice shot in the arm for citizens of Montana.
Yeah, very timely, too.
Very timely.
Where we need it. Yeah. How's the golfing today?
Well, so far, so good. Yeah we're still early on in the process.
I was watching out on the tee. You can hit that thing,
I can hit the ball, yeah.
Yeah. But what about your team? Are you carrying them?
Yeah, I can't.
Just say yes.
Okay, sure, yes.
Yeah.
If that's what you want me to say, right.
Who are you golfing for?
I am golfing with, actually, SMA Architects, who were the firm that designed our building.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of a cool partnership.
Yeah. What's next, then, for you guys?
Chaudière, you know what? It's really just starting to fill the beds we had, because staffing has been very difficult. Yeah. So, you know, it's really just stabilizing, increasing opening beds, and we'll see where it goes from
there. Yeah. Thanks for giving us a word here.
Hey,
appreciate
you know what?
That.
Thanks for reaching out. Nice to see both of you.
Yeah.
All right.
You too. Get out there and smack it again, okay?
Right,
I've got a big Yahoo if you can drive it straight down on the air, okay?
Right. Good luck out there.
All right, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Craig Asked again. Just a few more seconds. Brian, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, it's been fun.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it again, okay?
Yeah, anytime.
You know, we can pretend, because we're off the air here in the next 30 seconds, whatever it is, but we can pretend we're on the air all day long.
That's right. We can just have a chat.
And just harass people. And next year I'm going to see if they do let me bring a bullhorn.
Oh, good. Yeah, you need that for sure.
I'm just going to bring one.
And harass the golfers.
Yeah, that's fun. Good job. Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's been great.
Want to thank Cody Ross in studio as well, and the Montana Chamber, too. Courtney Kibble-White, our vice president for Northern Broadcasting, is here on the trip. She's out there golfing. I was hoping to get a word with, it all depended on where they lined up and where they were going by here, but Northwestern Energy is here, Mountain Health Co-op, the Tavern Association, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, just on this course. Said hello to the folks from Parr, Montana earlier, and Amazon. So really, really great activity. We'll keep it with the energy here. We will see you Monday for more of Voices of Montana. Take care.
Yahoo! You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network.
Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.